This is Al Waller, and welcome back to ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. With any new year, there are bound to be questions about potential changes that impact our current healthcare system and the Affordable Care Act. And here to help us understand these changes is Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Well, Hector, what is the status of health care and the Affordable Care Act in America in 2019?
Hey, Al. First of all, the health insurance exchanges are still open for business, and approximately 8.5 million people signed up to obtain health insurance for 2019 through the Affordable Care Act's exchanges, including here in Maryland. This was slightly less than the 8.8 million individuals who signed up in 2018. And employer-based health coverage still has the mandate to provide health insurance if they have over 50 employees.
Well, what about that individual tax penalty for not having health insurance? Didn't Congress change that?
Congress eliminated the tax penalty for individuals without coverage for 2019, which will be reflected when Americans do their income taxes next year. However, a November 2018 Kaiser Foundation survey showed that a surprising 38% of respondents were unaware that Congress had removed the tax penalty for individuals without health coverage. So a good number of people don't even know that that was eliminated. But essentially, the tax penalty this year in 2019 is no longer required.
Now, there was also a court case regarding the Affordable Care Act. Has that changed anything with respect to health care law?
You're right. A federal court ruled that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional with the elimination of the individual mandate, but delayed the impact pending any appeals. In December, a Texas federal judge ruled that the Congress eliminated the tax penalty and that invalidated the entire law. However, health plans immediately issued statements that the decision had no present impact on the availability of coverage in 2019. Further, the Trump administration released a statement the same day that the ruling does not impact coverage for 2019 plans. So everything remains the same for 2019.
What about Medicaid? Are there any changes with those health insurance programs?
Medicaid was expanded in some states because it is a state-by-state program supported by the federal government, but no state eliminated the previous expansions. Maryland remains the same. In November 2018, Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah approved Medicaid expansion. In Virginia, right next door, enrollment for Medicaid expansion began on November 1st, 2018 for coverage effective January 1st, so it is effective now. It is important to note that individuals and families can apply for Medicaid at any time of year. There is no open enrollment for Medicaid.
Our headline reads, the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid remain mostly the same in 2019, and employer health plans are largely unaffected as well. To locate more information, visit TransamericaCenterForHealthStudies.org under the Affordable Care Act tab. Thanks again for tuning in. This has been another episode of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth from the Transamerica Institute. Until the next time, this is Al Waller on WYPR.